Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is clear with mild temperatures. Jerusalem enjoys a cool breeze, while Tel Aviv and Haifa are warmer with plenty of sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran is reportedly offering a deal to the United States to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and end the ongoing war. This comes as Benjamin Netanyahu cancels this year's Maslag Biomer festivities on Mount Meron amid reimposed gathering restrictions in the north. That's from the Times of Israel earlier today. Also, an investigation published by Walla earlier this hour reveals that the IDF failed to protect residents during the October 7th events in Kibbutz Holit, also this hour. An IDF soldier was killed and six others wounded in a Hezbollah drone strike in southern Lebanon. This was reported by JNS from earlier today. Separately, a seismic shift in Israeli politics as Yair Lapid and Naftali Bennett form a joint party. That's according to the Forward, 4 hours ago. And finally, the Vajax Anzac service in Australia draws a record crowd as a Monash descendant rabbi urges pride among Jewish Australians. This is from the Australian Jewish News, just 20 minutes ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hananya Naftali, known for his pro-Israel commentary, posted just under half an hour ago praising IDF soldiers for their heroism under fire in southern Lebanon. Why? Net News reported 25 minutes ago on the IDF's release of findings from the October 7 massacre in Holit. The report highlights command failures and the bravery of residents. Sharon Haskell, an Israeli politician, wished Sierra Leone a happy 65th Independence Day just minutes ago, celebrating the growing partnership between the two nations. Let's go deeper. Starting with Iran's reported offer to the United States. The Times of Israel states that Iran is proposing to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and cease hostilities, aiming to delay nuclear program talks. This move could significantly impact regional stability and oil markets. Turning to the IDF's investigation of the Kibbutz Holit incident, Walla reports that the investigation points to command failures and chaos during the attack. The findings are critical as they seek accountability and could influence future military strategies. Meanwhile, the Hezbollah drone strike in southern Lebanon left one IDF soldier dead and six injured. JNS highlights the ongoing tensions despite a fragile ceasefire. This attack could escalate military actions in the region. On the political front, Yair Lapid and Naftali Bennett have teamed up again, forming a joint party. The Forward notes that this coalition could reshape Israeli politics and challenge Prime Minister Netanyahu's leadership. And turning to Australia, the record turnout at the Vajax Anzac service underscores the strong connection between Jewish and Australian communities. As reported by the Australian Jewish News, this fosters a sense of pride and solidarity. On the economic front, first, Iron Dome developer Rafael is advancing its IPO with a valuation exceeding $20 billion. This move, reported by CTEC, could lead to a partial privatization and market debut. Separately, just 2 days before the end of the ceasefire agreement, oil prices are rising again. Israel Hayom Business reports mixed trends in global stock exchanges, with oil's movement closely watched. And finally, the strong shekel is impacting tech hiring decisions in Israel. Ynet Business highlights that Israeli engineers are now 20% more expensive, prompting firms to consider relocating R&D to Eastern Europe and India. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.